You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On June 15th, California will decide whether to lift COVID-19 restrictions and fully reopen businesses. For Central Coast music venues and musicians who have been on hold since 2020, preparations for summer concerts are underway. KCBX's Beth Thornton reports.
Monty Schaller, general manager at The Siren in Morro Bay, says it's been a long time since the club has presented live music.
The last ticketed show that we did for a real touring artist was probably, I think, March 14th, 13th or 14th, and then we had one free local event in June. So yeah, about a year.
Before the pandemic, The Siren brought live music to capacity crowds of 300 indoors. With the possibility of lifted COVID-19 restrictions, Schaller is thinking about bookings again.
It makes it a little bit challenging because I usually like to be a month to 3 months ahead on my booking. I mean, especially with the larger touring acts.
According to Governor Gavin Newsom, California can fully reopen if vaccines are readily available and hospitalization rates remain low. Some guidelines may linger, like masks or capacity limits, but that won't be known until the June 15th announcement. In the meantime, music venues are moving forward with cautious optimism. Schaller is preparing. He says bookings are tentative and most of the bands are rescheduled events from 2020. He says he will publicize the summer schedule as soon as he knows more about the requirements for indoor venues.
We're not at the point where we're putting it in front of the public as a teaser yet, but a lot of stuff that we would be ready to announce very soon if we got the green light.
The Siren also has a new outdoor venue at El Choro Regional Park across from Cuesta College. The location will accommodate thousands of people once they're ready to open. He says they are not booking events yet.
We can do events anywhere on the 700 acres that exist out there. We also do have a bar and a restaurant that we're remodeling currently, and we're, you know, probably about halfway done.
A little further south, the Pismo Breeze concert series takes place outdoors at Dinosaur Caves Park during the summer months and draws anywhere from 150 to 300 people per event. Colleen Gillia from the Pismo Recreation Department says the concerts usually start on Mother's Day, but not this year.
We pushed it back a little bit knowing that new guidance would come out June 15th and restrictions would ease. Hopefully, we'll see.
She says there are three concerts lined up for the summer series starting July 18th. Gillia is confident the events will happen and says it's just a matter of adjusting for whatever guidelines are still in place, like masks or distancing.
The dancing may actually be at your own kind of pod instead of on that amphitheater.
The Molly Ringwald Project is a local band booked for Pismo Breeze in August. Roxanne Morgenstern, a lead vocalist for the 80s dance band, says they're ready to perform as soon as it's safe to do so.
I'm optimistic. It's, you know, it's happening. It's just a matter of how fast. I personally right now feel very comfortable with outdoor performances.
She says there's increased activity among bands and venues up and down the Central Coast in anticipation of reopening. Her band is communicating with venues ready to rebook for 2021. The Molly Ringwald Project is known for their high-energy shows with lots of singing and dancing. Morgenstern especially likes to perform songs by Journey.
I love singing anything that Steve Perry does. His voice range is right in the pocket of my voice, and I just love those long, belting songs.
She says Don't Stop Believin' is always a crowd favorite. So here's Journey for you, with a positive vibe for summer. For the KCBX Arts Beat, I'm Beth Thornton.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.